Well, as I said yesterday after the game, it was a good team win. Good to win, and thought we got a lot of contributions from a lot of players. It's a good complimentary game. We had plays where the offense picked up the defense picked up the offense, or we had the turnover on defense, and the offense scored, and a couple plays later, things like that. So it was a good complimentary game, and certainly a lot of things that we could do better, both on the playing and the coaching end, starting with me, but all the way across the board. So there's a lot of things to work on, but still it's good to come out of there with, a good solid victory. And, we got a big challenge this week heading out to Seattle. So that'll be a quick turnaround, and they're a good football team, but feel good about the game yesterday. I think a lot of our guys really stepped up and played hard. Played with a lot of toughness mentally and physically, and so it was good to see.
You guys ran 85 plays yesterday. I'm sure that someplace in one of your files you have a chart of how many plays you run in a game. Is that a high for an offense that you've...
Yeah.
I've broken down games with over 100.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
On one offense.
Yeah, defensively, looking at the other team, so, it's a lot of, but whatever it is, it is. It's, I think points is more important than plays.
When you guys are running the no huddle, does Tom make any more or less checks at the line than he would if you guys were huddling?
It's probably not. I'd say it's probably about the same.
I didn't know if it was because you already knew what type of personnel they would have on the field if you kind of called the play from the sideline to dictate, the matchups that you wanted. So, but if you're saying it's all the same, I guess is my question.
I'm saying whatever play we call, whether we huddle or didn't huddle, would have the same components to it. So if it were to be changed, whether we came out of the huddle or whether we didn't come out of the huddle, for whatever the reasons were, it would be the same reasons, be the same process. And if we didn't want to run a certain play against a certain look, it wouldn't matter whether we did or didn't huddle. We still wouldn't want to run that against that look. Or if there was a play we did want to run against a certain look and we got that look, then we would change that play whether we huddled or we didn't huddle, if that makes any sense to you.
Stephen Ridley's issues with dropping the ball a little bit, are they preventable? I mean, there's some fumbles that somebody just crushes it with their helmet and it pops out. Are you seeing any technique issues that you look at and say, this is absolutely something we can work on to correct?
We work on ball security with every player who handles the ball every week, every day. So that includes everybody who touches the ball. Center, quarterback, running backs, receivers, punters, kickers, snappers, returners. Defenders, when they get it, if they happen to get it on a turnover, we talk and work on ball security every day with everybody. So
specific to him, though, are there
specific to everybody? It's everybody who handles it. It's important. All of them. So it's the highest priority with everybody.
It seemed like that affected his playing time last postseason. Is how do you handle that with him going forward now, I guess?
Well, there's nothing more important than possession of the ball, so we can't afford to lose it. It's as simple as that.
How do you prepare for Seattle? Have you worked on the logistics yet for when you'll fly out? It's such a long trip, and then
probably do what we usually do, go Friday after practice.
I'm leaving Saturday.
I have a welcoming parade for you when you get there, Tom. Let me know what time you're getting in, so we'll make sure to arrange that. Yeah. Okay.
Not sure if you're going to wait till tomorrow to talk about this with Kevin, but any thoughts? He announced his retirement, or is he going to announce it tomorrow? So some general thoughts on that.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about it tomorrow, yeah.
seemed like you guys did a good job early in the game, maybe blitzing or pressuring Peyton a little bit more. And it seems like you guys have blitzed throughout the season so far. Is that something you sort of saw, or has it kind of just been same pattern in terms of the number of blitzes?
No, I don't think our percentages were too much different than what they've been. I'd have to check, but I just, you know, generally speaking, I'd say it's probably been about the same area. You know, we were able to hit them a few times, and there was a few times where we weren't that close to them, but you know, he's a tough guy to get to because they do a good job. They mix up the protections and have a good offensive line, and he gets the ball out pretty quick. So you really need good coverage, good pass rush. It really has to all tie in together, or else just get a guy come free, you know, for some reason, either a misassignment or maybe get a guy coming through where somebody's just don't have enough guys in that part of their protection. But as far as just rushing them and covering the receivers and all that, it's really got to be tied together. Which, you know, we had a few of those, and then we had some that, you know, we had time to throw, and then the coverage separated from the receiver separated from the coverage, and then you hit them.
So after Wes's performance yesterday, he took an opportunity to say he felt a little vindicated in relation to earlier in the year. He said with a wink and a smile, take any exception to him when he playfully takes a jab at you or any situations in terms of playing?
No, I don't really see the comment, Tom. So.
He said jokingly, he was, anytime you get a chance to
speak. You should ask him about it, then. What he meant by it, I don't know.
With running the no huddle so much yesterday, is that something that you saw specific that it could work more effectively against Denver as opposed to other teams, or is that an approach? I know you do it a lot, but when you do it as much as that, is that something that can work effectively just about against about any opponent?
That's something that we talk about every week. So, depending on our team and the circumstances of the game, and then the opponent and what they do and so forth, that's something that we always discuss. Obviously, we have it. Sometimes we use it more than others. It's really a function of whether we feel it gives us an advantage relative to doing it in another way, which method we'd want to be in, just like what plays we want to call. So there's a conversation about what plays to run. There's also a conversation about how to run them, you know, to run them. No huddle manner or to not do that. There's advantages and disadvantages to both, so you just have to decide what, you know, if you feel like you're gaining an advantage by doing something one way, then we do it that way. If we don't, then we do it differently. But that's all done week to week. Now, sometimes within a game, you might do more or less than you had planned, just like anything else. You might plan on running inside and you get into the game and it's better to run outside, or you might plan on playing man coverage. You get in the game, feel like you end up playing more zone coverage, you know, because some of that's game time adjustments. You see what they're doing or how things are going or whatever. So, but each week we make those decisions game plan wise going into the game. We have usually a couple options. Sometimes it changes during the game, but it's always talked about going in terms of what we feel like gives us the best advantage.
There was a report that Josh had talked to Chip Kelly about the Oregon offense. Is that something in terms of the pace that you were looking to sprinkle in or figure out how they executed it so quickly?
You know, Chip's a great coach, and you know, we have a good relationship with Chip, and you know, it's X's and O's and all that. I mean, I don't think he really has too much involvement with any of our current games or vice versa.
Bill, you said yesterday you thought you had about a handful of negative plays in the game. After looking at the tape, about the same number?
Well, we have four penalties. You talking about offensively?
Well, you said it, but yeah, I think you were talking
about... Well, I mean, offensively, we had four penalties. We had, I think, four negative runs. We had four sacks. We lost a couple fumbles. We fumbled a couple times. We lost one of them. We had a couple of the times where the ball came out. Defensively, we had, I think it was one run over 10 yards. We had maybe six passes over 10 yards. Kickoff return, including penalties. One penalty we had. We had a penalty on kicking game. We had a penalty where we had a return, you know, out past the 30-yard line. I mean, I'm not saying any of those are like back-breaking plays, but they were all plays that weren't we'd like to play better, so let's start with those. I mean, that's, I mean, maybe it's a handful, two handfuls, whatever it is.
And on the positive side, did you end up with a lot more of those type of plays for you yesterday?
Well, we had the advantage in turnovers. We certainly had a big advantage in rushing yardage and time of possession. We were able to get into the red area more than they were. Both teams were successful in the red area for the most part. We didn't get the one in at the end of the half, which is another thing that we could have handled a little bit better. But you know, we were just able to get down there a little bit more than they were, and convert those into touchdowns, which I think is what we need to do yesterday. You know, usually when you play Peyton and a team like that, you usually you don't win with two or three field goals. You know, you got to get the ball in the end zone. So, there was some good things. You know, we had a couple good kickoff coverage plays, got them on a 10-yard line, got them, you know, inside the 20, whatever it was, converted our scoring opportunities. So, yeah, you know, there was plenty of good things, and there's other things we could do better.
You just referenced, I think it was a third and goal at the end of the first half. We said you could have maybe handled it a little bit better. Is that one where maybe you had such a feverish pace going, could you have slowed it down? Is that what you're talking about, handling it better? Sort of what are you referring to?
No, I just said the overall, I could have done a better job at that, the whole situation, the play, the whole thing. So it wasn't a great personal highlight for me.
Bill, when you looked at the stats, did the third down conversions kind of jump off the page for you when you looked at that?
Well, I think on our end of it, the thing, you know, we hit a couple longs, like third and 12s, third and 17s, or whatever it was, third and 10 pluses, which it's hard to make those, but we were able to convert a few of those, so that put us, I don't know, gave us a pretty high percentage, whatever it was. You know, you'd like to think you can make the third and ones and third and twos. But the third and 17s are, you know, those are a little bit tougher. And defensively, we gave up over 50% third down conversion, so that's not really what our goal is. So we can do a better job of that defensively, third down, red area. You know, those two areas we could have made a couple more plays in those situations that would have helped us a little bit more yesterday too.
All right, great.
All right, talk to you tomorrow.